It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigid Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
And good evening. Welcome to Mumford Gym and SCA basketball tonight between the Willow Springs Bears and the Liberty Eagles in what should be a great competition on a Tuesday night. I'm Marty Spence, Larry Spence on assignment tonight, as he has been for the past several nights, and Katie Spence joining me tonight for a good contest between the Bears and the Liberty Eagles. These two, it seems like, always have really tight, dramatic, close games the last couple of years. Last year, Willow won at Liberty 59-54, but the Bears lost in the district competition when they had a big lead in the second half, double-digit lead, Katie, in the second half. Liberty came all the way back and won that game 64-60. So a couple of really good games between these two teams last year, and I would expect the same tonight.
Yeah, they both teams always provide a very well-matched game, and it always provides for a lot of entertainment and a fun night.
This Liberty team has an exceptional record, 13-2.
Wow.
On the season. Their only losses were to Bunker, who is 20-0, having a phenomenal season, and then Hartville, and we all know what Hartville has, so no shame in either of those two losses. So Liberty flying high with a big 13-2 record, 1-0 in the SCA. They've notched wins over Mansfield in a close game. Gainesville, which you've seen a lot of. They've got a pretty good team down in Gainesville. Blue Eye, who the Bears lost to last week, and then Mountain Grove. So good wins by Liberty. The Bears, on the other hand, had lost four in a row before kind of turning it around and getting a big win over Galena on Saturday. And in that game, Colby James, the Bears' senior point guard, became the all-time leading scorer in Bear basketball history, surpassing his dad. And he can kind of put a bow on that now and wait till after the season probably to really enjoy that, because I know his dad, and I'm sure Colby as well, didn't want that distraction hanging over this game.
No.
This game not only has big conference implications, but both these teams in the same district. So for district seating purposes and for the conference, this is a game that both of these teams really want to win. Don't forget, you can listen live at OzarkRadioNews.com. You can also watch this game tonight courtesy of Bear Media Productions. Just search under YouTube, Willow Bears, and that ball game will pop up, and you can turn that on your smart TV and then turn your radio up. We'll give you the play-by-play, and you can follow along on Willow Bears on YouTube. The 12-8 Willow Springs Bears, the 13-2 Liberty Eagles, the big SCA matchup in Howell County between two longtime rivals when we come back after the national anthem in 2 minutes. You're listening to SCA Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price. If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Mumford, Jim with your starting lineup, public address announcer Chris Wagoner.
The Eagles have a record of 14-2, 1-0 in the NCAA. Starting line for Liberty, at guard, a 6'3 senior, number 2, Parker Coon. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 3, Alex Coon. At guard, a 6'3 freshman, number 11, Carter Ellis. At forward, the 6'4 junior, number 23, Paxton Hunter. And at forward, the 6'8 senior, number 40, Brayton Well. Hotel and the Liberty Eagle. And now, the starting lineup for the Willow Springs Bears. The Bears are coached by Justin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Roger Gaskin. The Bears have a record of 12-8, 1-0 in the SBA. Starting out for the Bears, at guard, the 5'9 senior, number 1, Kobe James. At guard, the 5'10 sophomore, number 2, Kaden Lee. At guard, the 5'10 junior, number 3, Brody Brady James. At center, a 6'4 junior, number 14, Brady Freya. And at guard, the 5'10 junior, number 15, Brody Thompson. Go for it, Mr. Bear.
You're going to decide contest for somebody, though, like Dorf and the Walker.
We always make sure and get the official names in there so you can jot that down and yell at them from your couches. We get this game started. One of the bigger crowds of the year on a Tuesday night, but two towns that are very close together with a lot of interchangeable parts between Mountain View and Willow Springs, and always brings a big crowd out. And expecting a good game tonight on a Tuesday in the SCA. Howell County basketball tonight. Slip is one by the Liberty Eagles, and Alex Toon brings it into the front court. Toon shades to the left side, directs traffic, throws it down low, passes caught underneath, put it up, missed it. Hunter with the miss. Bears with the rebound, and Willow will bring it back to the other direction. Will be James, walks it across midcourt. He'll give it to Lee. Caden, one arms it to Colby, takes the three. Now he'll take it on the right side, missed it off the back of the rim. The rebound for Hunter. He'll bring it down the court. Liberty definitely outsizes the Bears. Hunter to the right block, to the basket, put it up and in. Then Paxton Hunter Jr. puts the Liberty Eagles on the board first, 2-0. Bears working over left side. Caden Lee will dribble to the logo and give it to Brady James. 1 minute in, Eagles with a 2-0 lead. Brady backs it off to the logo. Bears will reset. Eagles sticking in a zone defense. Colby, right side, fadeaway jumper, got it. Just a little hanger, 10-foot jumper by Colby James, and we're tied at 2 apiece. Colby now over 2,000 points in his career and is the all-time leading scorer in Bear basketball history. Eagles get it to their big man underneath. Wells missed it in the paint. Rebound tipped out to Colby. Colby wants to run with it. One-on-three, pull-up jumper, rattles in. Colby James with a quick 4 points, and the Bears have their first lead of the night at 4-2. Toon brings it across midcourt. Alex Toon to the right side. He'll hand it to Parker. Parker one-arms it back to Alex. Had an open three, didn't pull the trigger. Instead, he'll lob it over right side for Ellett, and he travels. Carter Ellett with the travel and a turnover on the Eagle. 2 minutes in, Willow with a 4-2 lead. This Bear team had really been struggling at the Sparta tournament, losing their first two games to Blue Eye and Gainesville before showing up with a big win on Saturday over a good Galena team. Bears get it into the corner. Brady James, jumper from the baseline, won't go. Rebound tip, Liberty's got it, and the Eagles want to push it. Hunter to the top of the court, now slow it down and give it to Parker Toon. Parker to the left side. He'll swing it right side for Alex. The Toons and the Jameses in a battle of families. Here's Toon for three off the mark. Rebound tipped, and Frigga has it underneath. Alex Toon with the miss. Bears with the rebound. Coming back the other way. Colby, free throw line. Jumper rims out. All red jerseys for the rebound. Eagles in their road red with the blue trim tonight. They'll give it up right side for Alex Toon. They'll dribble the logo and reset for the Eagles. Shades to the right side, hands it to Parker Toon. Parker directs traffic a little bit. He'll lob it inside to Wells. Wells, or rather Hunter, to the block, to the basket, lays it up and in. Brady James hit the deck wanting to charge, didn't get the call. And the Eagles get the basket and tie us up at four apiece.
Both teams liking to play a fast-paced game, and we're seeing that already in the first quarter.
Eagles also want to use the size to their advantage. In the corner, quick three by the Bears. Got it. It's Brody Thompson hidden from my view over there in the corner. They left him wide open, and Brody Thompson puts the Bears in front, 7-4. Alex Toon across midcourt. Not the guy the Eagles were expecting to hit a three there. Here's Parker Toon to the free throw line in the paint, has his pass tipped, gets it back, and then draws the foul. That'll be our first foul of the ball game. Comes halfway through the first quarter. And it will be on Brady James.
Yeah, sorry.
Eagles with the inbound. In the corner to Alex Toon. He'll dribble to the logo. Picked up by Caden Lee. Alex hands it off to Parker. Bounces it inside to Hunter in the block. Put it up. Got it. Had to work hard for it. But Alex, or rather Paxton Hunter, with the basket. It's a one-point lead for the Bears. Under 4 minutes to go in the first. Colby takes off. Has the ball tipped out of bounds into the bleachers. And the Bears will reset in the corner. 3:53 to go in a fast-moving start to this one. Bears inbound into the backcourt for Colby, who will set up the offense. Colby top of the key, left side for Lee. Coach Forrest to my left saying move. Bears sometimes can get stagnant. Brady James open three left side, missed it short. Rebound Lee to Colby. Colby to the block, to the basket, off-balance shot, goes in. Colby sliding across the baseline, gets the off-balance runner, and the Bears go back in front by three. 3:20 to go first quarter, 9-6 Willow. Alex Toon to the left side. Alex lobs it inside the Wells, back to Toon. Toon, baseline jumper is short, rebound Colby James. Colby across midcourt. Crosses it up, gets to the free throw line, pull-up jumper is off the mark. The back of the rim, rebound Hunter and the Eagles. Keep rebounds for you, as I would expect Liberty to dominate that category with their size advantage over the Bears tonight. Alex Toon lobs it inside. There's Wells on the block over Frigga, puts it up and in. Good move by the big man, Drayton Wells. Back to a one-point game.
That's the first time someone other than Hunter has scored for Liberty.
Wells adds a bucket. Makes it a one-point game. Brady James, free throw, high. Arcing shot goes down. That had tons of arch on it. Brady gets it to fall, and it's the 11-8. Bears back in front by 3-2-10. Left to go first quarter. Alex Toon across midcourt. to Parker on the right side. Parker Toon finds his man Wells underneath the basket, but he's tied up. Tipped out of bounds off Brody Thompson. Thompson was outside. Looked like he was beat, but came in to knock the ball out of bounds. Eagles will inbound on the baseline under their basket. Inbound comes into Hunter on the block. Nice move to the baseline. Shot up. No, but he gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Brady James got a hand on the first one, but not the second. And the Eagles back to within one, as the two teams really just exchange buckets here for most of the first quarter. Willow with a one-point lead, 1:45 to go first quarter. In the corner, they'll bounce it to Lee on the baseline, swings it out to Colby. Colby, pull-up jumper is short, rebound to Thompson in the paint, jumper good. Brody Thompson with 5 points here in the first quarter. And the Bears back in front by three with 90 seconds to go. Alex Toon across midcourt. To the free throw line. Spin. Dishes off right side. Three ball is in and out. No good. Rebound tip. Freak has got it. The miss by Ellis. Bears looking to answer. Colby to the block, to the basket. Runner is good. I don't even know how to describe that, Katie, but it was a
Colby James
wild shot by Colby and was nothing but net. Bears up by five. 55 seconds to go first quarter. Alex Toon at the top of the key takes the screen to the right side. He'll get to the block. Stood up, and the ball is tipped away, controlled by the Bears. Turnover on the Eagles. Colby racing across the timeline, and Coach Forrest says, hold on, I want the last shot. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's been up and down the floor. Not a lot of just one total foul. Really not a lot of stoppages in play. Willow with a 5-point lead and looking to take the last shot of the quarter. They've got it down to 20. Colby dribbles at midcourt. Now Alex Toon comes out to get him with 15. Brady James with 12. With 10, he'll give it back to Colby. Colby with 8. Goes to work in the paint. Nice dish to Frigga, who gets rejected out of bounds. What a block by Wells. It'll be Willow ball with 3.6 on the clock. And substitutions for Liberty as they send three fresh jerseys in. Coach Earls wanted to get them in for a while. 3.6 seconds. Willow will inbound. Brady James wide open in the corner for three. Got it. Nobody saw Brady James wide open in the corner. And he makes Liberty pay. Willow, after one, lead the Eagles 18-10. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball and Eagle Basketball tonight on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without bearing my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Howe County basketball tonight on KUKU. Bears with it and an 8-point lead as we start the second quarter. Good quarter for both teams, but the Bears got a big dagger at the end of the first. Colby gets it out to Lee. Lee, pull up three up top. Got it. Willow is red hot. Caden Lee for three, and Willow leads by 11. In a game that's kind of reminiscent, Katie, of last year's district game between these two teams when Willow went up big and Liberty came back and won it in the second half. So you can't get enough points if you're Willow. Liberty gets loose underneath, and a dunk is missed by Wells. Eagles missed the dunk. Bears come away with it, leading by 11. 7-10 to go first half. Colby at the free throw line tips it out, and a whistle blows, foul called away from the ball on the floor. That'll be the first foul on Liberty tonight, and I believe it's Paxton Hunter.
Paxton Hunter is first.
Hunter's had a good scoring half for the Eagles. Bears inbound to Lee. In the corner, Brady James wants another three. This one is short. Rebound Wells and the Eagles. Eagles want to push it ahead. Blaine Altermat into the game. Gets it on the left wing. Work it around the horn. Hunter on the right side at the free throw line. Spins, puts a high shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Wells underneath. Puts it up and in. Wells with the offensive putback. Sets the Willow lead to 9. 6:35 to go first half. Colby across midcourt. Takes the screen. Right side. Caden Lee open three. Missed it. Colby with the rebound. Colby got pushed. No whistle, though. They're letting him play tonight. Colby, pull-up jumper right side. Got it. Took a high bounce off the back of the rim and falls through. Willow back up by 11. Alex Toon across midcourt, and whistles blow well away from the ball. The ball was just coming across half court, and the foul was underneath the basket on Willow.
Colby James, his first.
Only the third combined foul in this game. Eagles will inbound to Wells in the paint. Dishes back out into the corner for Toon, and he travels. Alex Toon takes an extra step. Unforced turnover by the Eagles. And a frustrating start to this one for Liberty.
Hey, 9-1.
6 minutes to go in the half. Willow leads by 11. Colby to Brady, open three left side, missed it off the back of the rim, Altermat with the rebound. Eagles back down the floor. Top of the key to the left side, they'll give it to Toon. Caden Lee picks him up, they throw it inside to Hunter, right block, shot up and in. Paxton Hunter Jr. has been the scoring really for the Liberty Eagles here in the first half. Back to a 9-point game. Colby. Top of the key, screen, long two, got it. They patented Colby James' jumper, had a man in his face, didn't matter. Bears go up by 11. Alex Toon across midcourt. Picked up by Lee, he'll bounce it to Hunter. Hunter spins and travels. James Dean tied him up. He took an extra step and another unforced turnover by the Eagles.
That's the fourth turnover for the Eagles this half.
Subs for both teams. Guys shift in and out.
Brody
Dean
Thompson
comes out.
Texting for Dean.
Thompson in, Dean out. Back into the game for the Eagles. Ellett checks in as well as Parker Toon. Colby James will bring it across midcourt. Willow up by 11. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Colby free throw line jumper. Missed it. Rebound tipped. And Altermat has it for the Eagles.
Eagles have really turned on their rebounding this quarter.
That's a big advantage that they're going to want to take advantage of. Parker Toon on the left side. Brady James stays with him. Ties him up, but he sticks with the ball. Hands it to Ellett to the block, to the basket. Missed it. Rebound Ellett. Put it up and in. Boy, credit Carter Ellis, the freshman, stayed with it. Got the basket. Liberty on a 4-0 run. Closed within 9. 25-16 Willow. Colby to the left side. He'll hand it to Lee. Up top, Brady James. Brady to the free throw line. Big Euro step. That's a little too big of a step. Turnover on the Willow Bears.
My first turnover of the game.
Halfway through the second quarter, Willow up by 9. Eagles, though, with a little momentum gaining here halfway through the second quarter. Alex Toon across midcourt. He'll hand it to Ellett. Back to Toon in the corner. Going to go baseline. Toon to the basket. Lays it up and in. Great move by the junior. And Liberty to within 7. Colby across midcourt. Hands it to Brady. Brady in the corner. Brody Thompson wide open. He'll take the jumper, rattles in. He was at the free throw line, and Liberty is staying off with Brody Thompson, and he's made him pay a couple times tonight. He's had a big half for the Bears scoring, and Willow back in front by nine. Alex Toon to the right side for Parker. Parker backpedals to the volleyball line. Give it to Hunter. Hunter on the block, trying to back in. Pass cut off. His pass tip stolen by Lee. Jaden Lee, right side to the baseline. Dishes out to Brady James at the free throw line high. Arcing shot rattles in. Brady James, the Bears now on a 4-0 run, back up by 11. 3 minutes to go in the half. Alex Toon across midcourt. Toon. Waves off his teammates, gives it to Parker. Floater at the free throw line won't go. Rebound is tipped, and Colby comes away with it. He's got a two-on-two, tries to take it himself, and draws a charge is the call. He probably should have dished it at that point. He was outmanned, and the Eagles did a nice job to take the charge.
That'll be the second foul for Colby Jean.
That's a big foul. It means Colby's going to have to perhaps come out of the game, although he's not right now. You know Coach Forrest is telling him, be smart. Don't pick that third foul up. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Liberty with the ball. Ellett in the corner for three. Got it. Big three by Ellett. The Eagles needed that. Pulls them to within eight.
That's the first three that Liberty has made this whole game. Everything else has been inside.
In the paint, gets fouled. Shot no good. And Lee will go to the line to shoot free throws. And rare stoppage of play, really. We are flying through this ball game.
Foul was on number 11, Ellett, his first.
Lee at the line. Free throw is no good. And a quick substitution. McGinnis checks in for Colby James. And if you're Liberty now, you see Colby go to the bench and think, okay, we got 2 minutes. We can make a little run here and steal some of this momentum back before halftime. Lee's second free throw is no good. Missed them both. So Liberty with an opportunity here. Colby James on the bench and a chance to make up some ground. Alex Toon, lob it inside. Pass is juggled and taken away. Loose on the floor. It's going to stay with Liberty. And I didn't see all of that, Katie, but I heard bodies falling on the floor.
Yeah, the ball got loose and people fell on it, but I think it was out of bounds, and so they're just going to restart it, I think.
Ultimately, Liberty will have the ball on the baseline. They'll throw it into Wells. Wells at the free throw line. Jumper is no good from the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Thompson with 1:40 to go in the half. Brady James drives over Wells, missed it short. That's a tough shot for the junior. And the Eagles want to take advantage of the miss. Ellett up top to Parker Toon. Pulls back for three, and it's out of bounds. Wells short, and Willow will take it back. And some contact there on the shot. I thought they might have whistled that. And if that were the case, Toon would have been shooting three there. Instead, it's Willow ball. Colby comes back in, interestingly enough, with a minute 20 on offense. Coach Forrest rolling the dice here a little bit that his senior will not pick up that third foul. 1:05 to go, first half. Colby James, Caden Lee in the corner for three. Missed it, rattles out. Ellett with the rebound. Willow leading by eight. Alex Toon in the corner. Thompson quickly back to pick him up. Toon spins, gives it on the baseline to Parker Toon, goes up, draws the foul. And Parker Toon will shoot two free throws with 52 seconds left to go in the half.
That was on Brody Thompson, his first. Third team foul for the Bears.
Have your halftime stats coming up, along with a look ahead for both of these teams as SCA play is in full swing starting tonight for the next 3 weeks. Toon makes his first free throw. Chance to get Liberty Liberty back to within six, which is as close as they've been in a while. Free throw is good. 29-23 is the Willow lead with 52 seconds to go in the half. Big crowd tonight at Mumford Gym. Big SCA battle between the Bears and the Eagles. Colby across midcourt. With 40 seconds, Lee will put it on his hip at midcourt. Parker Kuhn will come out and make him do something. Gets it to the logo, pass tip, but Brady James controls it. Brady throws it away almost, be able to save it on the sideline. Bears keep possession with 22. Eagles are going to make them work for it.
Playing a lot of physical contact, which is not being called tonight.
Brady James back out to Lee with 13. Colby looks up at the clock with 11. Now Willow will go to work with 8. Colby, pull-up jumper up top, missed it. Rebound Eagles with 3. Alex Toon, long 3 at the buzzer, no good. And that'll take us to the half at Mumford Gym. We've got a good one. Willow led by 8 at the end of 1. They lead by 6 at the half. 29-23 is the Bear lead. We'll come back with your halftime stats and a look ahead at Bear and Eagle basketball coming up in the next couple of weeks. Once again, you're listening to the best of Howell County basketball and the SCA. Back in 3 minutes on KUKU.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, it is halftime. Big SCA game tonight between the Willow Springs Bears and the Liberty Eagles. And it's Willow on top at the half. 29-23, Willow led by 8 Yeah, 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. They lead by six. Liberty outscored the Willow Bears 13-11 in that second quarter. And again, Willow with a six-point lead at the half. Katie is here with me, and she's got your halftime statistics.
Okay, leading scoring for the Liberty Eagles, we have Paxton Hunter, who's leading their scoring with 10 points. Carter Ellett has 5. Drayton Wells has 4. Alex Kuhn has 2. And Parker Kuhn has 2 from a couple of free throws that he made.
Liberty really trying to go inside.
Yes, yes, not no threes. I mean, it's all been inside to their big post mainly. For Willow, leading scoring, Colby James with 12. Brady James has 7, Brody Thompson has 7, and Caden Lee had 1-3. Turnovers, Liberty has 5, Willow has 1. However, Liberty is out-rebounding the Bears 14-10. Size for Liberty is definitely outsizing the Bears, and that's showing in those rebounds.
Yeah, and I think if you're Coach Forrest, you probably can live with that. You're going to be out-rebounded
by
the Eagles in all likelihood, so 14-10 is not terrible, Willow probably happy with the turnover stat, and if you're Coach Harrell, you want to clean that up a little bit going into the third quarter. All right. Again, the Bears 12-8 on the season. Liberty at 13-2. Just an incredible record for the Eagles to this point. In the next 3 weeks for each of these teams, it's all SCA. They've had one SCA game to this point. And now everybody in the conference plays each other for the next 6 games. So this kind of tips off the SCA stretch. For the Bears, they'll be home again on Friday. Another tough matchup for the Bears. They've got Thayer coming in on Friday. So a big one with the Bobcats. Thayer just 8-9 on the season, but they have played a schedule that is pretty brutal. So don't let the losing record affect your views of the Thayer Bobcats. They beat Hartville not too long ago. I think Hartville had a big injury, but still, the Thayer Bobcats are an excellent team coming in to Mumford Gym on Friday night. And then Tuesday, Willow will hit the road to Dent County to take on the Salem Tigers. And Salem is 12-7 this year, so that's a team that's really improved. For the Liberty Eagles, they will travel to Ava on Friday. The Bears have seen Ava twice already this year, and that is a team you just don't really want to play, and especially in Douglas County, because they get after you, and they're a tough matchup for anybody. And then Tuesday, Liberty will return home to take on the Cabool Bulldogs. Want to give a shout-out to the Lady Bears. The Willow Springs Bears, Lady Bears won the Seymour Tournament on Saturday, beat Salem last night 48-39. They're now 15-5, Katie.
That's a good record.
3-1. In the conference.
Yeah.
Lady Bears kind of peaking at the right time, or so they hope. They will play Thursday at Ava, and that's their final road game of the year. The rest of the next 2 weeks are all home games after this week for the Lady Bears.
No excuse not to show up.
Exactly.
Right?
You got to get here and watch. And we've talked about Colby a lot, but on the girls' side, you've got Chloe, who is the Lady Bears' all time leading scorer now. So just a really special year for Willow Springs basketball when you're watching the two kids that have scored more points in history than anybody that has ever played basketball at Willow Springs. So
you don't want to miss that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't take those opportunities for granted. So make sure you come out and watch the Lady Bears over the course of the next few weeks, and the Bears as well. Should be a fun conclusion to the season. Both teams back out shooting around and getting warmed up for the third quarter. And don't forget that Gentleman Gems is our sideline sponsor tonight. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gems, anytime you need a tow, again, 417-934-6594. We'll come back in 60 seconds for the start of the third quarter. It's SCA basketball on KUKU.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, the anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View, we're here for you.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, getting ready for the start of the third quarter in what's been a really entertaining basketball game. I'm sure the Eagles would like the score to be a little bit different, but a lot of energy and a lot of, you can just tell that we watched a lot of basketball games. The intensity level of this game is just a little higher than your normal season game. These two teams both want to win this one badly. It's bragging rights for the county. A couple of close games between these two teams last year that they split. Willow won the regular season game and Liberty won the district game. And so far, it's been Willow with a 29-23 lead as we start the third quarter. Liberty will have the ball. All starters back out there, and Alex Toon goes right to work from the block. He is fouled.
Late call.
It was a late whistle. Toon will go to the line for a couple of free throws. We'll see who they get. Frigga was who I thought.
Yeah.
And it is Grady with the foul.
That'll be his first foul and first team foul for the Bears this quarter.
Free throw is good by Toon. You see this sometimes too, Katie, when the officials really just don't blow their whistles much in the first half and then they get whistle happy in the second.
Yeah.
They kind of overcompensate a little bit. Soon, second free throw rims out and the Bears are there for the rebound. 29-24, Willow. Just underway, third quarter. Colby James up top. Staring down the zone. They'll get it over into the corner for Thompson. Back to Colby. Thompson in the corner. Colby pull around. Jumper, no good. Rebound Wells underneath. Tough shot by Colby. Hunter to the free throw line. As it tips, gets it back. Liberty comes up with it. Wells fakes the shot. Now he'll take it from the free throw line, and it rattles in. Long-range jump shot by Wells. And the Eagles start the third quarter on a 3-0 run, and they've cut it to a one-possession game. Bears lob it over. Right side for Lee. Goes to work. Pump fake, and then gets swatted by Wells. Liberty has all the momentum as we start the third quarter. Parker Toon to Alex. Pull back for three in the tie. Yep. Liberty on a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 6:48 to go third quarter, 29 all. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to SCA Basketball on KUKU.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Bumper Gym, it's a brand new ball game early in the third quarter. Liberty has come out red hot in the third quarter on a 6-0 run. We're tied at 29. Brady James left side. High jumper won't go. Rebound Frigga underneath gets blocked by Wells, and Liberty comes away with it. Into the front court. Toon wants another three. Misses this one. Rebound comes out long to Colby. Colby got a couple of tunes on him. Spins, lobs it up. No good, but he's fouled. He was in a lot of traffic. Surprised he even got the shot off.
Yeah.
And Colby will go to the line for a couple of free throws here. That's the first foul on Wells. Colby takes the shot. First one is good. 6:18 to go, third quarter. We expected a close one, and it's exactly what we're getting. Fishel holds the ball for a while. Now gives it to Colby. Bends his knees, puts it up, missed it. Rebound underneath by Hunter. 1-point lead for Willow. Liberty has decided to start shooting from the outside, and it has made a big difference here in the third quarter. Now they'll lob it inside to Hunter on the baseline, swatted away and taken by Brady James. James with the steal. Hands it to Colby. Colby gets loose up top. He'll swing it back to Brady. Brady at the logo. Hands it to Colby. Colby takes off. Big jump stop, has it knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Willow. Liberty fans and Coach Harrell do not like the call.
I think it was the right call,
though.
We had
a better view, and I do think that was correct. It was off about view.
View had the hands on the ball knocking it out. Mm-hmm.
Lee will trigger the inbound. Gets it to Brady James in the corner. Brady sends back towards the logo. Now left side for Lee. Caden drives, dishes to Colby. Right side, contested three is short. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. No, saved by Liberty. And the Eagles push it back the other way with Ellett. Ellett to Hunter for three right side. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Parker Toon. Hands it to Alex. Wide open three is short. Rebound Colby. Colby in traffic across the timeline. He'll slow it down. Cross it over. Free throw line. Jumper good. The Colby James jump shot puts the Bears up by three. 32-29. Colby's got 15. Nearly half of Willow's point. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Alex Toon hands it to Parker. Parker at the free throw line gets stood up by Caden Lee, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to the Bears. Won't count as a turnover, but Caden Lee, a good hustle play there, just tie it up. Colby across the timeline, takes the screen, free throw line, jumper, good. Colby James heating up. And after a 6-0 run by the Eagles, the Bears on a 5-0 run, back up by five. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Alex Toon to Ellett. Ellett picks up the dribble. He'll hand it to Parker Toon. Bounces it inside to Wells on the block, and he travels. Had good position, but he took an extra step. And the Eagles turn it over. Bears leading by five, looking for more. Halfway through the third quarter. Colby warms it into the corner for Lee. Lee dishes inside. Brady James, right block. Arcing shot goes in. Boy, it hung on the rim and falls through. Willow back in front by seven. Alex Toon to the block, to the basket. Pushes one up, draws the foul. And Toon will go shoot a couple of free throws. Alex Toon's been critical, I think, to the Eagle comeback here in the third quarter.
I agree. That foul was on Caden Lee. That's his first and the second team foul this quarter for the Bears.
Nobody really in any kind of foul trouble. Free throw is good by Toon. Colby James does have two for the Bears. Altermat comes in for Ellett. Halfway through the third quarter. Toon's second free throw is good. Thought they might have gotten Frigga for a line violation there, but no whistle. It doesn't really matter. The free throw is good. And there he is on the other side. Frigga underneath gets blocked, gets it back, dishes it out to Thompson. Up top to Lee, has it tipped, and he's fouled in the paint. And Willow will take it out of bounds on the baseline, leading 36-31 with 3:44 to go in the third quarter.
Foul on Parker, too. His first.
Brady James will trigger the inbound. Bounces it to Frigga. Back out to Colby. Colby, free throw line. Hanger, got it. When Colby's jumper is good, it's hard to beat. There's usually a guy in his face, and it just doesn't matter. Exactly. Alex Toon at the logo. Willow leading again by seven now after Liberty has tied the game. Here's a long three by Toon, and he buries it.
Volleyball line.
That's what makes this team so dangerous. They can do that anytime, and all of a sudden it's a 4-point game. in the corner. Brady James for a three, and the answer missed it. Rebound Wells. Liberty. After the big three, one more. Toon puts it up, missed it, but he's fouled. I'm going to say it was on the floor. The Eagles will take it out of bounds on the baseline. And it's on Colby James.
His third. I didn't see a lot of contact on that one, considering what they've been calling throughout this game.
Eagles will inbound on the baseline. Altermat lobs it to Wells. Wells working on Friga on the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound tipped. Wells has it. Tips it back to Toon. Pull back three in the corner. Rims out. Rebound tipped. And Colby comes away with it. James across midcourt. Colby, left side, hanger, got it. What a shot by Colby James. Wow.
You can't defend that.
We'll miss watching that here at Mumford Gym. No, you can't defend it. Alex wants another three from the volleyball line. This one is short. Lee with the rebound. Gives it to Colby. One-on-one with Toon to the basket. Lays it up and in. Colby James and the Willow Bears lead by eight, 42-34. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Boy, after Liberty had such a great start to this quarter, Willow has responded. Alex Toon up top throws it into the corner. Parker Toon to the free throw line to the basket, missed it short, rebound tip. Wells has it, puts it up and in. Wells is just so big underneath. That's a big bucket for Liberty. Makes it a six-point game with a minute 45 to go in the third. Three-pointer by Colby. Missed it this time. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound Parker Toon. Toon up top. Takes off. Gets to the block. Throws one up. Nobody fouled. And Parker Toon will go to the line to shoot two free throws. And the foul is on Friga. And that's his third. That's what the. What do you have him down for? Two?
Two.
Okay. First one by Toon is good. So Friga will check out. James Dean comes in. We'll go with three for now, but keep an eye on it. Second free throw by Toon is good. A run here by the Liberty Eagles, a 4-0 run. They've made it a four-point game. 42-38 Willow, 90 seconds to go third quarter. Colby to Brady James. Caden Lee on the right side. Looks underneath. He'll bounce it into the corner for Thompson. Thompson at the free throw line. Stood up. Brady James, baseline, jumper, won't go. Rebound tipped to Lee. Shot up, missed it. Rebound tipped out to Parker Toon. Toon wants to run with it. Around Thompson to the block, puts it up, missed it, rebound well, and a foul called on the floor. And the Eagles will take it out of bounds with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Both the fans sections are getting a little fired up, aren't they, Katie?
They sure are.
Getting a little emotional. At first they said that was on the floor, but they've changed it to a shooting foul for Wells. I do think he was trying to go up with the ball. First free throw by Wells is no good. Off the back of the rim.
The foul was on James Dean. That being his first foul. Oh, I think we have five team fouls.
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Good call. Second free throw is good. He makes one of two. It's a three-point lead for the Bears with a minute to go in the third quarter. It'll be a long minute if the Bears want to try to play for the last shot here. They kind of look like they might want to do it with Brady James with the logo with 45. Colby draws a couple of red jerseys. Swings it over to Lee, now right side for Brady James. Clock winding down to 35. Bears like to finish the quarter with the ball if they can. They've done it both the first two quarters. Had a big three by Brady James to end the first quarter. But I think could prove critical in this game. 20 seconds to go in the third. Lee swings it back to Colby with 15. Colby looks up. There's Lee with 12. In the corner, Thompson with 10. Back to Colby with 8. Colby in the corner. Lee open three. Got it!
with 4 seconds, still time for Liberty. Parker Toon back to Alex. Three-quarter length shot is no good. We head to the fourth quarter. Willow leads Liberty 45-39. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Bumper Gym, it's been a dandy between the Bears and Liberty Eagles, a game of runs. Willow really took off early in this game. 18-10 was the score after the first quarter. Liberty tied the game at 29 apiece. Entering the third quarter, they were very hot to start the third, and it looked like, okay, we're going to get back into that back-and-forth side swing of things, but then the Bears really finished the third quarter on a flourish and lead by six. As we head into the fourth quarter, Caden Lee hitting a big three to end the quarter. 8 minutes left in this one. Again, these two teams are district opponents as well, so they could see each other again in the district tournament. Also an important game for seedings as we look ahead to districts a little bit. Liberty will start with the ball as we begin the fourth quarter. Willow up by six. Alex Toon, left side. There's your scorer. Bounces it to Wells. Lays it up and in. And a blocking foul called to boot on Brady James. James hit the deck looking for the charge. And not only did he not get the charge, but Wells gets the bucket and a chance for a three-point play. Coach Forrest would like an explanation for that whistle.
He's going to like one, too.
Free throw is good by Wells. Three-point game. Liberty trying to start the fourth quarter, much like they did the third quarter. Brady James in the paint. Floater goes in. So James gets one back, and it's a five-point lead for Willow. Alex Toon into the front court. Parker Toon on the left side. Holds it above his head. He'll put it on the deck. Goes between his legs. Thompson out the guard. He'll bounce it to Wells on the block. Wells around. Dean scoops it up and in. Nice move by the big fella. And it's a three-point lead for the Willow Bears.
Wells carrying the Eagles right now with 5 points.
Colby into the front court. Leaves it for Brady. Brady lobs it over. Left side. Lee for three. In and out. Rebound Brody Thompson. Thompson in the paint to Colby. Turnaround jumper is short. Rebound out of bounds. And it will stay with the Bears. Coach Merrill is beside himself. And I didn't see that one. It certainly looked like it was out on Willow. But the Bears will have the ball. Coach Merrill wanting some rebounding. And Eagles have opportunities there. Willow gets the ball, though, with a three-point lead. Brady James will spot for three. Got it.
BJ
from downtown. It's a six-point lead for the Bears. 6:45 to play. Toon up top. Shades to the right side. He'll pick up a screen. Flick it back to Parker Toon. Looks underneath. Brody Thompson out to guard Toon. Gets a screen. Give it to Hunter. Hunter on the block. Puts it up and in. Jackson Hunter's been kind of quiet in the second half, but gets a big one there for Liberty. Four-point lead for the Willow Bears. Thompson takes off, and he's held. The first foul of the quarter on Liberty, and Willow will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
They're going to call that on Jackson Hunter, and that'll be his second foul.
Ellett checks in for the Eagles. Caden Lee will trigger the inbound to Brady James. Open three in the corner. Missed it. Rebound. Wells underneath. Wells has been a huge advantage for the Eagles in the second half. Hunter spins in the paint. Give it to Wells. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Hunter, though, with the rebound. Tries to go back up with it. Does not get it, but draws the foul. And Hunter will go shoot a couple of free throws. We'll see who the foul's on.
Hold on. Brady James again. His third foul. second team foul this quarter for the Bears.
Free throw is no good by Hunter. McGinnis comes in for Thompson. Fans have been very engaged in this one.
Creates a fun atmosphere.
It does. It's been a good atmosphere. Missed the second free throw. Wells with the rebound. Put it up and in. Offensive putback by Wells. It's a two-point game. Colby, full love jumper, gets fouled hard.
Oh.
Came down hard on his left arm. He'll shoot a couple of free throws. And that's a tough foul to take. Not a bad foul necessarily for Liberty, because Colby makes that about 70% of the time.
The foul was on number 11, Ellis, his second foul.
5:51 to play. Colby with a couple of free throws here. Free throw is good. 3-point game. There's tons of time left. And you just get the feeling that this game is probably going to come down to the last shot. Second free throw is good. Colby makes them both. And it's a 4-point lead for Willow with 5:50 left to play. Alex Toon in the corner. Altermat for three. Rims out. Rebound six. Colby's got it. Behind his back. Blows past Altermat. Jumper good. Colby James. What a sequence by Colby. And it's a 6-point lead for Willow. Alex Toon to the right block to the basket. Put it up and in. Timeout, Liberty. 5:25 to play. Willow with a 54-50 lead. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, Battle of Howell County tonight between the Bears and the Eagles. It's been a good game. Willow has led for most of the game, but the Eagles aren't going anywhere. Colby, top of the key, to the right side for Brady. On the baseline, jumper is no good. Rebound tip. Briga saves it back to Lee. Caden, pullback three left side, missed it short. Rebound, Eagle. Liberty back the other way. Toon on the left wing to the free throw line. Jumper good. Alex Toon is heating up, and it's a 2-point game. Under five to play. Colby across midcourt will hand it to Brady. Caden Lee at the logo. McGinnis on the left wing. Lee bounces it, gives it to Brady James. Brady splits the defense in the paint. Runner won't go. Rebound. There's a foul on Liberty. And the Bears will take it out of bounds. Coach Harrell cannot believe it. Willow will inbound on the baseline. That's on Hunter.
That's his third.
Ellis going to come out. And Parker Toon back in for the Eagles. Caden Lee will trigger the inbound. So for his option, lobs it into the backcourt for Colby. That's a dangerous inbound, but Colby runs it down and then gets it across the timeline. 4.5 minutes to play. Colby lobs it left side for Lee. Lee hands it to Colby at the logo. Colby left side fakes the shot, lobs it back to Brady James. Brady crosses it over. Gets a big step inside, shot up, missed it short. Wells with the rebound. Liberty with a chance to tie or take the lead. Toon, left side. Parker up to Alex. Boy, had a step, didn't pull the trigger. Toon takes it right block, shot up, nobody fouled. And Alex Toon will go to the line with a chance to tie the ball game. 4 minutes left to play. And that is the fourth on Grady Friga. James Dean getting ready to check in. Toon's free throw is no good. Dean will come in, so will Thompson. Friga and McGinnis come out. Bears with a 54-52 lead. 3:55 to play. Toon's second free throw is up, and it is good. Makes one of two, and it's a one-point Willow lead. Colby in the backcourt looks over at Coach Forrest. Gets it across midcourt. Colby shades to the left side, dribbles up to the logo, gives it to Caden Lee. Open three, missed it. Rebound, Hunter, and the Eagles with a chance to take the lead. I'm not sure, Katie, if they've had the lead tonight. This could be the first lead of the game for the Eagles.
Yeah, I think
they're
winning.
Left to play,
yeah.
If they can get it.
Well, yeah.
Toon, top of the key, working on Brady James. Hits it to Altermat on the right side, holds it above his head, gives it to Hunter. Hunter will cradle the ball and stop for a second, catches breath. Hands it to Alex Toon with 3:10 left to play. Lob it to Hunter. Hunter gets loose on the baseline, lays it up and in. Liberty leads for the first time tonight, 55-54 with 3 minutes left to play. Colby across midcourt. Parker Toon with lots of contact. No whistle. Colby for three. Got it. Timeout Willow. 2:49 to play. Colby James with the three and Willow back in front. 57-55. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Been a good one tonight at Mumford Gym between the Bears and the Eagles. We would expect nothing less. Mountain View took a brief lead before Colby James hit a big three there before a timeout by Coach Forrest. 57-55 Willow, 2:49 left to play. And we thought that this game would probably come down to the wire, and that's what it's looking like. This is the point in the game where you start talking possession. Who gets the ball? Last shot, everything gets magnified, and you want to make sure every possession is productive here in the last 3 minutes. Alex Toon brings it across midcourt for Liberty. Lob it to Hunter on the block. Hunter working on McGinnis, puts it up, missed it. Rebound tip, out of bounds off Liberty, and it's Willow Ball. Had good possession, or good position, really. Hunter just couldn't get it to fall there. Thompson comes in for McGinnis, doing a little offense-defense there for Coach Forrest. With 2.5 minutes left to play, Willow with the ball now in a two-point lead, leading 57-55. Colby across midcourt. Colby, pull-up jumper over Altermat, missed it, rebound, Eagles. Hunter with the rebound. Takes it across midcourt himself. Looks like he wants to go all the way. Stops in the paint, puts it up, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Liberty, and it's Willow Ball. Well, Parker Toon had the rebound, and it just went through his hands. Tough break for the Eagles. It's Bear Ball with 2:14 to play. One possession. This is a big possession for the Willow Bears, as they could go up by two possessions with a basket here. Brady James at the logo. Spins off his defender, goes to the basket, lays it up, in and out, rebound tip, and Hunter and the Eagles have it. Great opportunity missed by the Bears. Alex Toon in the paint, tipped away by Dean. Ahead to Brady James. Brady to the rack, lays it up and in. Willow goes up by four.
back down the floor. The Eagles to Altermat in the corner. Stumbles, gets it back to Hunter on the baseline, and a foul called on Brody Thompson. But as you hear Coach Forrest say to our left, good foul, because the Eagles were going to get an easy layup there. Instead, they'll have to take it out of bounds. That's the fourth team foul on Willow, and only the first on Thompson. He'll come out, and McGinnis checks in. Willow 59, Eagles 55, 1:36 left to play. Liberty will inbound on the baseline. Altermat will trigger the inbound, his pass tip, but controlled by Parker Toon, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Altermat, put it up and in. Back to a two-point game. 59-57, Willow, 1:20 left to play. Lee, just short of the timeline. Now he brings it across midcourt. Dave Lee shades to the right side with 1:10 to go. Lee lost the handle on it, and when he touches it, it will be backcourt, and the Bears turn it over. Unforced turnover by the Bears. The Eagles gave some great defense there right on the timeline, and the Bears turn it over. Now Liberty with the chance to tie or take the lead with 1:06 to play. Frigga back in with four fouls. Dean comes out. Parker Toon will inbound in front of the Eagle bench. Gets it into Hunter. 1 minute to play. Parker Toon holds it on his hip. Takes a step. Now puts the ball on the floor. All the way to the block. To the basket. Layup is good. We're tied. 59 apiece. Tie game. Colby in the backcourt. Toon chasing him. To the top of the key, Colby pull-up jumper is off the mark. Rebound tipped out long to Brady James. Brady, pull-up jumper right side, got it. 35 seconds to play. 61-59 Willow. Alex Toon across midcourt gets bumped by Colby, and Toon will go shoot free throws with 30 seconds to play. 30 seconds to go. Two-point lead for Willow, but Alex Toon at the line with a chance to tie the ball game, and Coach Forrest to take a timeout for Willow. 30 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
30 seconds left to play here at Mumford Gym. Willow leading Liberty 61-59. Alex Toon will be at the free throw line shooting a couple of free throws and a chance to tie this game up. Colby James picking up his fourth personal foul, and that's significant because there's no guarantee, Katie, that this game will end in regulation. We could go overtime.
Yeah, it's a very real possibility.
For Willow, they've got to have Colby on the floor.
Especially against a team like this.
Yeah.
You need all the good shooters you can get.
The gym is cranked up. Both sides are pumped up and would love to see their respective teams get a win here tonight. Eagles have only dropped two games all year. The Bunker and Hartville. Willow trying to be the third, but the Eagles at the line, shooting a couple of free throws here and still 30 seconds, which can take a long time in basketball. Alex Toon, first free throw, good. Rattles in, and it's a one-point game. Toon can tie it here. If he doesn't, he's got rebounders. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 61. Willow with the ball, 30 seconds to play. And if you're Coach Forrest, you definitely want the last shot here. Colby at the logo. Takes a screen left side and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 21 seconds left to play. Tie ball game. Willow has the ball when we come back in 30. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, 21 seconds to play, 61 all between the Bears and the Eagles. Willow has the ball. Coach Forrest calling a timeout there to try to make sure that his team takes the last shot and guarantees overtime. Willow will try to inbound first. They get it to Colby in the backcourt. Three fouls. Liberty has a foul to give here, and they're chasing Colby around the arc. Colby to the right side with 14. He'll hand it to Thompson. Thompson trapped, and a timeout by Coach Forrest. Coach Forrest takes his final timeout with 11 seconds to play, trying again to make sure that his team has the final shot. We'll be back for the final 11 of regulation in 30 seconds. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym for the final 11 seconds of regulation between two rivals, separated by just a few miles. Liberty and Willow for the first of potentially two matchups. These two teams both in the same district later this month. But for now, they both want the SCA win. Willow will inbound in front of their student section on the bleachers side. Colby James takes the inbound. Get it back to Lee with eight. Hands it to Colby with seven. With six. Colby pull up three at the buzzer. No good. Rebound tip. Caden Lee has it. Pick it up. No. Rebound tip. No shot. We are going to overtime at Mumford Gym. Willow and Liberty head to OT. We'll be back for it in 1 minute. You're listening to SBA Basketball on KUKU.
Steve Harry knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, we will jump for overtime, and Willow controls the tip. Caden Lee to the basket, puts it high off the glass, no good. Rebound Ellett and the Eagles. Toon to the block, to the basket. Alex Toon missed it short. Rebound underneath by Hunter, puts it off the back of Friga and puts it in. Liberty leads 63-61. Brady James at the free throw line gets run over by Ellett. And the Bears will take it out of bounds on the baseline. This is the third overtime game of the year for the Bears. Liberty's first of the season. Liberty leading. They've not led very much tonight, but they're leading in overtime. 63-61, 3:30 to play in OT. Colby takes the inbound. Pull up three. Got it. Willow back in front, 64-63. 3:30 to play. It is a two. Takes that three off, and we're tied 63-63. Noon up top, takes the screen. Alex to the block, and he travels. He stumbled. Cheryl says, are you sure? You sure about that? But yes, he is sure. A little stumble on the back pedal, and Willow will take it back. 63 all. This is the first overtime. We could go more. Bears had a chance to win it in regulation, but couldn't do it. Brady James takes off. Puts up the jumper. Got it. Off balance shot in the paint. Brady James puts Willow in front, 65-63. 3 minutes to go in OT. Alex Toon across midcourt. Hunter, top of the key.
Back up, Brady.
Hunter gives it to Ellett. Hands it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon picks up the dribble, bounces it to Wells. Wells over. Franco puts it up and in. Wells ties us up, 65 apiece. Dolby beats Parker Toon. Sin picks up the dribble, needs some help. Shovels it back to the lead to Brady James at the logo. Back to Colby. 2:20 to go in overtime. Colby takes the screen, pull up, jumper, good. What a shot by Colby James. Bears back in front, 67-65. 2:15 to go in overtime. Alex Toon to the block, and he is held by Lee, and Liberty will shoot. Fouls carry over from the fourth quarter into overtime. So Toon will head back to the line where he hit a couple of clutch free throws at the end of regulation. They really helped get it to overtime. Toon, an excellent free throw shooter. First one here is good. So now have a chance to tie. Cooper Holden comes into the game for the Eagles. Haven't seen much of him tonight. Gives Parker Toon a rest. Alex Toon with a chance to tie the ball game. Free throw is good. 67 all. 6-7 with 2:11 to play. Colby James across midcourt. Colby lost the dribble, gets it back. Brady James goes baseline, shovel pass to Friga, puts it off the glass, missed it, rebound, tied up, and a jump ball possession arrow will go to Liberty. So the Eagles will have the ball and a chance to take the lead with 2 minutes to go in overtime. Defensive and offensive substitution there as Altermat checks in for the Eagles. 2 minutes to play, 67 apiece in the first OT. Bears will meet the Eagles at half court. Alex Toon across the timeline. Picked up by Lee. He'll shade to the right side. Give it up to Wells. Wells fakes the shot at the top of the key, and he'll hand it back to Parker Toon. Parker to the left. Watt puts it up and in. Rattles home, and the Eagles are back in front. 69-67 with 90 seconds to go. Colby gets loose in the paint. Runner rims out. Rebound tips back to Wells. The Eagles have it, and now it's stolen by Lee in the backcourt. Bears take it back. Caden Lee bounces to Brady James. Brady hands it to Colby. Colby goes baseline. Shot up and what a shot! Colby James, left to right, gets it to forward, tied at 69 with 1 minute to go in overtime. Alex Toon across midcourt. Liberty looking to regain the lead. He'll get left blocked. Stood up and a timeout called by Coach Harrell.
Just
in time. 69 apiece, 1 minute to go in overtime. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to SCA Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym in what has been a dandy game between the Bears and the Eagles. Willow led for much of regulation, but the Eagles played a good second half, tied it up, took us to overtime. Willow had a chance, a couple of shots to win it in regulation, couldn't do it, sent us to overtime where it has been back and forth. Liberty has the ball on their side of the floor with a 69-69 game and still a minute to play. Coach Harrell using his timeout. Coach Forrest has one in his pocket. And the Eagles will inbound on the baseline. We'll see if they want to use that height here to try to regain the lead. Into Wells, but he's in the corner. Wells puts it on the floor. They give it to Hunter. Back to Alex Toon with 50 seconds to play. A lot of time if Liberty wanted to play for the final shot of overtime. Bears can't foul without putting them at the line. Five team fouls on the Bears, only four on Liberty. And Liberty's going to take some time here. 35 seconds. McGinnis comes out to guard Hunter. Falls down. Toon at the logo. Parker Toon with his back to the basket. 25 seconds. Liberty has run it down to 20 now. Alex Toon at the logo. Might have gotten away with a travel. They'll take a screen to the left side. Toon throws it underneath. Tipped away by Colby James. Colby through the basket. Lays it up and in. 6 seconds. Timeout takes Forrest and the Bears. Colby James, the Bears' all-time leading scorer with the defensive play of the night. A steal goes coast to coast for the basket. But Liberty still with 5.6 on the clock here in overtime. And they have got the three-point shooters to try to get this win. Wouldn't have to be a three to send us to double overtime, but we'll see what Liberty draws up here. We'll be back in a quick 30 seconds. You're listening to SCA Basketball on KUKU.
Our city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
That's the Willow Springs Bear crowd. You hear in the background, both crowds have been lively here tonight at Mumford Gym. And 6.6, they added a second to the clock. Liberty will have the ball, length of the floor to go. Willow leading 71-69. We'll see what Coach Harrell has drawn up here for the last 6.6. Liberty will inbound. There it is. Alex Toon splits the defense. Toon falls down. Ball is loose. It's tipped. Tipped again. Altomat throws it up and in. Does it count? Does it count? No official word yet. The officials run out. And it counts. Altomat with the three at the buzzer. And Liberty has won it in overtime. 72-71. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to SCA Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire, style your ride.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym in what was a thriller of a game, and the Liberty Eagles come away with the overtime win, 72-71 on a last-second heave. They get the win, and joined by Coach Forrest to the Bears. And Coach, sometimes sports is just like that. Your team played a heck of a game, and
yeah,
put themselves in position to win this game, and Liberty really kind of bobbled the ball and just kind of picked it up and chucked it up, and magic happens. And sometimes you're on the right side of that, and sometimes you're not. And I know this was a tough one to take for your boys, that they played hard tonight.
Yeah, what a battle. You know, what a battle, tip to tip, and I'm proud of my guys. And, you know, right there, that's just, yeah, it's just a, you know, a loose ball. And, I mean, they stole it, and then they threw it falling down, and then Colby tips it, and it falls right in his hands, and I don't even know if he shot it. He just kind of threw it, and heck, it went in. But, you know, that's the game of basketball. That's how it goes. You can't – they battled. They did a good job. I can't fault my guys' effort. They gave it all they had tonight. They gave it all they had. And, you know, sometimes it is what it is, man.
Yeah, you know, two really good teams, evenly matched. Obviously, Liberty had the size, but your guys came out and built some leads at times, and it just kind of went back and forth. And now you try to pick up the pieces. You move on. You can't dwell on it too long. You got Thayer coming in here on Friday, another game that the Bears are going to have to be jacked up for.
Yeah, I know we got to bounce back from that. It'll be tough. It won't be easy. You know, you want that to hurt, and you want that to motivate us. You know, the good news is, hey, I hope we get. You know, now we got to take care of business and get ourselves an opportunity to face them again in district.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The plan, you know, and then we know we can play with them. And that was nice, tough. That's tough to swallow.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thanks, guys. We
appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Coach Forrest, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, after a heartbreaking loss for the Bears, and what a magical win for the Eagles, as they win it. 72-71 is the final. Katie has our final stats from the ball game.
Yes, leading scorers for the Liberty Eagles was Alex Toon with 19, Paxton Hunter had 16, Dayton Wells had 17, Parker Toon had 8, Carter Ellett had 5, and Blaine Alterman had 5 as well. Leading scorer for the Willow Bears, Colby James had 38 points. Brady James had 20. Brody Thompson had 7. And Caden Lee had 6. Liberty Eagles had 12 turnovers. So the Willow Bears only 3 turnovers. However, the Liberty Eagles out-rebounded the Bears 33-22 for the game. That's all I've got.
Great ball game. Congrats to the Liberty Eagles with a dramatic victory tonight. Eagles go to 14-2 on the season, 2-0 in the SCA. Bears fall to 12-9 and 1-1 in conference play. Katie and I will be back with you on Friday night. The Bears are back home to take on the Thayer Bobcats. For Jack, back at the studio. For Larry Spence on assignment. For Katie, I'm Marty. Good night from Willow.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods,
Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.